You're tuned in to the Grace Curley Show podcast. Listen to Grace live daily before Howie's show. For station and time, go to gracecurleyshow.com. Enjoy.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show, the start of a new week. I hope you're all staying warm and safe. We have a lot of news to get to. And there's a few things I want to break down. Obviously, I think the biggest story of today is more news coming out about the Lincoln Project, or as some people like to call them, the Grifter Project. More perv news. It turns out that John Weaver, which is a big surprise to people at CNN and, you know, all these publications, he is a mega creep. And we're going to go into that. We actually have the person who broke this story coming on with us at 1:30. This is the story that Donald Trump Jr. was tweeting about. It was a huge, huge story over the weekend. And we are having the person on who is the source of it, who started, got this ball rolling and really brought out a lot of the accusations against John Weaver. But there's other stories, too, that really started to make me think something's happening. And
there's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear.
I don't know exactly what it is, but it's something. And what I'll say is, I felt the same way during the Harvey Weinstein Me Too movement. I wasn't sure what it was exactly. Obviously, there was the liberals were being exposed. But there's more of that happening over and over and over again. And I'm going to give you some examples here. I want to start with Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel sent out a tweet about Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart is on the side of the Reddit gamers. He said, he was mad about everything that happened. If you haven't been following that, what basically happened is guys from Reddit came together and they decided they were going to drive the stock price of GameStop through the roof to screw over the hedge fund guys. And they did. And then Robinhood, which is a company that helps the everyday person engage in the stock market, froze out all of those gamers. Jon Stewart, the old host, the actually successful host, Jimmy Kimmel is probably very unfamiliar with the kind of ratings that Jon Stewart used to get, tweeted about it. And Jimmy Kimmel mocked him because Jimmy Kimmel has a new theory. And that theory is that the Russians are involved with the GameStop Reddit saga. And I want to play this sound. Let's hear Jimmy Kimmel's take on everything that happened with Wall Street.
GameStop, if you don't know, it's a video game store. And like a lot of businesses, they've been struggling because of COVID, but also because most people buy games online now. And yet, despite a sharp decline in sales, over the past 6 months, their stock price has grown by 8,000% because a bunch of amateur investors, maybe even some Russian disruptors who are part of a Reddit community called Wall Street Bets, decided to buy a bunch of GameStop stock.
It's the Russians, again.
Red Dawn happened and nobody told me about it.
The Russians are back and now they are on Reddit and they are ruining Wall Street. And I find this funny because now that Trump's gone, a lot of these people don't really have the Trump blanket. They can't blame Trump for everything. They can't use him as a cover. And in the past couple weeks, it's only been a few weeks. This is the first day of February. They're already showing their true colors. And another example of this, and they don't all have to do with GameStop and Reddit. The Lincoln Project obviously is more of a Harvey Weinstein type situation. But Elizabeth Warren did the same thing. This is a woman who's railed against the Wall Street fat cats for years. Besides being a fake Indian, it is what helped her succeed in life, is hating these guys on Wall Street. Listen to her original take on this whole debacle.
How do you know who's manipulating the stock at this point? I mean, people are liking to tell a David versus Goliath story, but are you entirely sure that's right? Are you entirely sure that there aren't wealthy people on both sides, that hedge funds haven't moved in on the side of the people who've bid up the price of GameStop?
Why are you trying so hard to defend the Wall Street guys, Elizabeth Warren? These people are panicking because suddenly the spotlight is on them. And whether it's Maxine Waters dealing with giving over $1 million in campaign cash to her daughter, if it's Jimmy Kimmel blaming the Russians, if it's Elizabeth Warren, if it's Andrew Cuomo, talk about a bad week for Andrew Cuomo, or if it's the Lincoln Project, people are starting to see the lightweights that are running our government. Now, listen to what this kid, Gavin Wax, he's a young guy. He was at Occupy Wall Street. It's like the new version of it. And this is what he had to say about Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren is controlled opposition. She's a hack. She went out with her stupid statement attacking the Reddit guys as the bad guys. She was vilifying them and running cover for the hedge funds. She is the most controlled opposition, phony leftist I've ever seen. If you're a left winger and you're consistently anti-market, I can understand that. That's logically consistent. If you're a libertarian and you're super free market, I can understand that. It's a logical position. But people like Elizabeth Warren are just as bad as the CNBC analysts claiming that this is the free market. They're all hacks. They're all phonies.
They're all hacks. They're all phonies. Of course they are. Of course they are. And I'm going to read you guys a piece when we get back. It was a really great piece, and it explained why a lot of Trump conservatives have been down the last couple of weeks, and we shouldn't be. Because these people really thought that getting Trump out, like look at the Lincoln Project. That was their whole goal, was to get Trump out. And once Trump left, everything was going to be perfect. Now they have all of the power. And if you turn on CNN or you turn on MSNBC, they're as mad as ever. They're not happy. It didn't go the way. Something is not right. Something's rotten. And if you turn on those shows, and I'll read you this piece, and it's really interesting because the writer breaks it down. She says, I thought they were all going to be thrilled. And there's something about the fact that they know we're out here. They know we're not buying the BS that drives them crazy. And I think they did Trump a favor by booting him off Twitter, because now they have nothing to run with. Now they can't even, you know, Brian Stelter can't clear out a whole segment and say, oh, Trump tweeted this, we'll just talk about that. No, they have to talk about these people. Or else not only does their credibility go down even further, but their ratings go down. Andrew Cuomo, all over the weekend, I saw people saying, oh, you know, he conned the media. He didn't con the media. Sean Davis from The Federalist wrote back, you guys were part of the con. This was all here for the last couple months, but now you have no choice but to report on it. And it's a beautiful thing. We're going to break it all down. The Lincoln Project is a huge story. More video, and I can't wait for the emails to come out between this group. You don't think they talked about John Weaver in their private emails? I'm guessing they probably did. There's going to be a lot more to that story. If you have any questions for Ryan Gerdersky, make sure you let me know. I will ask him at the 1:30 segment. We also have a lot of great sound to get to. A lot of big news for this Monday. Don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, New England. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you so much for joining me. I want to talk to you guys about what seems to be happening right now, not just in the media, but with the Democrats in general. There seems to be something happening, and I've been feeling it over the last couple of days. I think that the GameStop situation really did help shine a light on it, because it was the first big event after Trump left office that put the Democrats to the test. And they failed the test, as they always do. Jen Psaki was very much giving everyone the runaround, or the circle around, I should say. No one really wanted to comment on it. Janet Yellen has a conflict of interest with Citadel. She got a lot of money, speaking fee money from that. And Elizabeth Warren, who was the champion of going after these financial monsters, these guys on Wall Street who, you know, keep the middleman down. So we have to, the fat cats on Wall Street cannot keep going like this. And then this big story breaks. You think she'd jump all over it. And instead she says, how do we really know that these were the fat cats who were being hurt by this? She's a phony. She's a big, big phony. And we all knew that. But it's interesting to see Democrats figure it out in this fashion. They're figuring out a lot of stuff. They're figuring out that Jimmy Kimmel would rather blame Russia than blame Democrats. That some people...
Vladimir Putin?
Some people will blame anyone but Democrats. And that was what Trump was doing for 4 years. He was their cover. He was, everything was Trump's fault. And when Twitter decided to censor Trump, all of these people, once again, it was always the ends justify the means. So if anything hurt Donald Trump, they were fine with it. So when they booted Trump off Twitter, all of these Democrats said, oh, please, like Brian Stelter, why are you guys talking? Oh, this is a big story, big tech censorship, please. They're protecting us from his dangerous rhetoric. Well, then the story evolves a little bit. And people like me and Howie Carr and other conservatives are saying, well, you know, this is a slippery slope. They banned Trump. They flex their muscles. They want to do it again. 3 weeks later, Google deletes thousands of negative Robinhood app reviews. And I love seeing these young progressives horrified by what the left is doing. And the Lincoln Project is full of pervs. Allegedly. And these are all, this is all of the stuff that they've been blaming on Trump for 4 years. Everything that's gone wrong in their lives was Trump's fault. And now it's turning out that they have a lot of Democrats to blame. That people like Maxine Waters are corrupt. Who would have guessed? We've only been saying it for 4 years. But they kind of have no choice but to face it now when it's so in their face. But what I want to talk about is this story I read, and it's called I Wish Trump Supporters Knew How Easily They're Disrupting the Media and Democrats' Fun. It's really interesting. We're going to go through it, but I am going to toss it out to the phone lines, 844-500-4242. If you want to comment, I have a list here of things that seem to be unraveling for the Democrats, and my list goes the Lincoln Project, Andrew Cuomo's reputation, Elizabeth Warren's reputation, Jimmy Kimmel's career. And there's more I'm not thinking of, and it's all going to unfold as the day goes on. So this story is really good. I think you guys will like it. I used to only watch MSNBC and CNN because hearing arguments made by narrative shaping Democrat Party leaders like Chuck Todd and Jake Tapper made me sharper and more honest about who and what we're up against. So I'm going to skip through a few parts here. I'm an introverted person who's long welcomed working from home, etc. But by April 2020, I was already feeling the pain of my extroverted friends and family, not to mention the general malaise that blanketed our nation, thanks to the media's incessant efforts to depress, divide, and ultimately destroy us and our nation. They were mad at us for electing President Trump, and they were going to punish our entire country for it until they got their way. It's as simple as that. And then, finally, they got their way. Or so they thought. But I'm telling you, and have been for a few weeks now, things aren't falling in line like they hoped. And they're all absolutely confounded over it. They're absolutely enraged that despite everything they did, the hoax Russia trash, the hoax Ukraine trash, the 24/7 onslaught of negative reporting, the stoking of massive division and destruction across our nation, the weaponizing of a virus for social and political gain, the list goes on and on. During and after the election, after everything they did to ultimately get rid of Trump and give Democrats total power, they still feel like they have none. And there are a few good reasons for that. And I've been noticing this shift too, just to go off of this for a second. I was kind of like, okay, well, you guys got everything. So maybe there'll be a honeymoon period. And if you turn on these shows, they're not happy because now they have a guy who won't take their questions. They miss Trump. They can't, you know, beat up on Trump. And their Democrats aren't really helping matters. When you have guys like Andrew Cuomo going out there and saying, people die. People die. Who cares? People die. Someone like Anderson Cooper is probably going, oh, God, as if this could get any worse. Back to the story. And you are the big reason. So if you're listening to the show right now and you're a Trump supporter or just a conservative, you're the reason. You still have all the power and they can't explain it. You're stuck in their craw. You're living rent-free in their heads. We have smart and powerful people fighting for us still in the government. And we're a glacial force in the political and cultural undercurrents. And everyone with power across every plane of our nation and likely world knows and feels it. And there's nothing they can do about it. They thought they had us licked. They thought they did everything they could and they finally got us. And now it's a Harris-Biden administration with a Democrat-led Congress. Simple, right? Well, I decided a few days ago to switch back to CNN for the first time in a while just to see how they're covering things. My word. They are furious. I mean, just absolutely furious. They were never even close to this mad while Trump was president. Never. No, that's bad. We don't want them mad. We fear them. Oh, please. These people seem so massive. The legacy news media, Hollywood, big tech, academia. But they're paltry compared to this country and the power of its people. And while millions of us right now think we've been cast aside and no longer really exist, you couldn't be more wrong. You're living rent-free right now in their heads in a massive way. I'm talking specifically about Chris Cuomo, Jake Tapper, and Don Lemon. Sweet mercy, they're furious, and it's all because their great plan that they invested so much in and they were so certain worked perfectly has instead failed so spectacularly. I'm going to go to the phone lines here, but I am going to get back to this. It's a great piece. Paul, you're next with Grace Curley on The Grace Curley Show. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, Grace. How you doing? An awesome Elizabeth Warren impersonation.
Thank you.
Yeah, take that to the comedy places.
I'll take it to SNL, but I know they won't use it. SNL, if you saw it this weekend, they're not really doing a political comedy anymore.
No, Trump is gone. No need to crucify anyone. But you know what? I think the problem with the situation is this. The people who went to vote this time around, they didn't vote for Joe Biden. They voted against Donald Trump. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the Democrats really don't have the love or the faith of the American population. They just hated Trump so much that for them it was anybody but Trump.
Right.
Now,
go ahead, Bill.
Everybody can take a look and see just how incompetent the Democrat Party is. And without Trump around as a punching bag, you know, all of our eyes are on them.
Exactly, Paul. And you make such a good point. I feel the same exact way. I mean, I follow this Twitter account. It's called Biden Losses on Twitter. And it's all these people who voted for Biden. And they slowly figure out, like, oh, he said we were going to get $2,000 checks. And I still haven't gotten mine. It's been 30 days and Biden still hasn't met with Black Lives Matter. And they're just figuring out what everyone's been telling them all along, that they are not going to keep your promises. They just want to get in there. They just want power. They're swamp creatures. And that's the only thing they're beholden to is the swamp. And seeing people figure that out is a beautiful thing. It makes me laugh. I don't feel bad for them. I feel like you got this. You wanted this. These are your guys. And what can you say? If you're a low info voter and you really buy, like the people who are low info voters who worked for the Keystone Pipeline, those people who voted for Joe Biden, there's no excuse. He told you. I don't care how much you block out political rhetoric or back and forth. He told you he was going to do that. People have to pay attention. And then there was a whole poll about how people, certain people say if they had known more about the Hunter Biden story, they wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden. Again, do better. Figure it out. We all knew it. We've been telling you for the last 4 years what's going on with the Bidens, the Biden crime family. Pick up a Peter Schweitzer book. Read a Howie Carr column. It's all there. You can say that we're, you know, biased and partisan, whatever, but some facts are facts, as CNN likes to say. So let's get after it and start looking at the facts. And there's plenty of facts about Hunter Biden that are very interesting. You know, it's not only that it will help you vote, but it's a fun read. Hunter Biden's laptop is good stuff. It's grade A entertainment. Now, I'm watching all that ugliness. I'm going back here to the piece. I'm watching all that ugliness become more exposed in the same cultural undercurrents where it thrived. It's happening. It's happening upstream from politics, which is also responding to it at this point. It's a good thing, and I wish more Trump supporters and the America First movement more broadly knew it was happening. But most of you are busy doing better things with your time. Good, you deserve it. But for those who are just feeling terribly, oh man, please buck up already, because I'm telling you, good things are happening in the world because of who you are and what you do every day as great individuals and Americans. And all those people who hate you and seem to wield so much power and influence over all our lives, because that's how the legacy news media narrates our national story, they're all mad as hell right now because yours is the only real power anyone is talking about or responding to. And so many of the people they hoped would back down are instead carrying on as sure-footed as ever. And that is the truth of the matter. This cancel culture, I honestly feel it's finally hit a breaking point. And I feel that a lot of people, including big names, are standing up and saying, I don't care. I don't care that five people on Twitter think I'm a racist or a white supremacist or a credulous boomer rube. I don't care anymore. There's bigger fish to fry. There's stuff to worry about and to work towards. And Bari Weiss from she used to be at the New York Times. She left. But now she wrote a post for the New York Post about 10 ways to combat this cancel culture. And it's really, really good. I'm going to read you guys some of that as well. But I'm wondering if anyone else feels the same way, that these people are just being exposed and it's happening. I'm glad to say it's happening a lot faster than I thought it would. I thought people would figure it out eventually, like we'd have our I told you so moment. But this fast, like seeing guys at Occupy Wall Street be like, oh, Elizabeth Warren's a phony. Yeah. And I'm glad everyone's seeing it. And there's only so much you can blame Trump before people start going, wait a second, you said you were going to be able to do all this and you haven't done anything. Guys, my friends at Eden Pure have done it again. Starting today, you can get the Thunderstorm Air Purifier at the lowest price offered to my listeners. With code word Howie, the Thunderstorm is available for under $90 and shipping is free. This New Year sale is for 1 week only and while supplies last. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell you may have in your basement. I know that sometimes when we cook at home, if you cook bacon or sausage or steak on a cast iron skillet, the smell can be really, really strong and it can linger. So this little device that I'm holding in my hand is so great for all of those kind of things. No filters are needed. I've seen units like this that retail for more than $600 in doctor's office, and they're massive. The Thunderstorm doesn't take up any floor space. It's quiet. Take advantage of this 1 week only sale and experience for yourself what all the listeners are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word GRACE, guys. Make sure you put in, that's EdenPure.com, code word GRACE. Shipping is free for all my listeners. Put in code word GRACE. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. February is recognized as American Heart Month. Celebrate heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Buy a bag of Superbeats Heart Chews and get a second for 50% off plus free shipping when you make your purchase at getsuperbeats.com/grace. That's getsuperbeats.com/grace. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Is this the end of the Lincoln Project?
Let's hope so. Ugh, It's a bunch of never Trumpers. Wait till I read you guys. So we're going to have Ryan Gudersky on at 1:30, and he's going to explain all of these allegations against John Weaver. But there's another story about one of my favorites, Shipwrecked Crew from Red State, and he breaks down how the Lincoln Project's finances worked. And let's just say they'd make Bernie Sanders proud, because there's a lot of ad buying going on. There's a lot of money going around for people who really didn't do much. I mean, they got Trump out, I guess. But they said that was going to be the end of this project. That was what they were about. And it seems like they want to keep going and going. I have to hope that these Harvey Weinstein type situations will end the Lincoln Project.
55% of the audience says, yes, this is the end of the Lincoln Project.
Now they're all saying, oh, we're so surprised by all this news about John Weaver. We had no idea.
Would you like to come inside for a cupcake and a glass of wine?
And other people on Twitter who are, you know, insiders in D.C. are saying this has been such an open secret for decades. Like this, everybody knew this. And a lot of young guys didn't want to go on the record. And I don't blame them. It's scary. It's especially if you think you're going to be the only one. But it finally unraveled because of one guy on Twitter. And you know what's so funny is that, and we'll talk to Ryan about this, but this all started from the Lincoln Project tweeting about how they're going to create a database to cancel Trump supporters. Like, let's keep track of where Trump's administration goes to work. They're big on blacklisting Trump people and destroying people's lives and doxing people. So the guest we're having at 1:30 said, oh, should we start talking about all of the men who claim they've received inappropriate DMs from John Weaver? And that was like the hashtag Me Too of this whole thing. That all of a sudden got people talking and got the word out. And it was from their own efforts to cancel people who they politically disagree with that this whole scandal erupted. It would take a heart of stone not to laugh. By the way, Biden is working from home, WFH. He canceled a speech after D.C. gets a 2-inch dusting of snow. Is there a difference between working from home and calling a lid?
I think it's kind of the same thing.
I can't imagine. And working from home, that's working from the White House, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that where he's usually working from anyway? Does he have to make that announcement?
I would think the White House has a pretty good plow service, you know, that they might be able to get him out. Or maybe Hunter's cleaning up all the snow himself.
There you go. One would think. But yeah, we're going to go through in the next segment all of the Lincoln Project stuff. But before we get to that, Bruce, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Grace. You know, how dumb do they think they can make us become? I mean, look what's going on. All the TV stations and radio, except for the AM talk radio stations, they have nothing to talk about anymore. They have no income. They're just trying to put us in our place, and we're not going to be complacent. And I'm pretty sure that we're going to get snow tonight, and it's coming. And they're not going to be in office very long.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the snow has to do with it, but I do agree with you, Bruce, that we're probably going to get snow tonight. And that, yeah, it's part of the thing that disappoints me is that it has to be so close for people to open their eyes and kind of see what's going on. And I'll give you the example. The guys with the GameStop and Reddit, these are all people who probably said, I don't like Trump's tweets, or, oh, you know, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden. It's a lot of people who are just content with it. Nothing was affecting them. I just wish people could see beyond their exact situation and think about what's the better politician for all of us, if that makes sense. Guys, we'll be back on the other side with more of your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.